Would you like to see more grizzly bears in Washington's North Cascades? That's what the federal government is asking during informational meetings across the state. A plan is in the works to consider adding more grizzlies to Washington's dwindling population. Courtney Flatt has more.
Okanagan is a small town, nestled in the foothills of Washington's North Cascade Mountains. It's surrounded by rangeland, apple orchards, and hiking trails, ranches and homesites butt up to the Okanagan National Forest and other public lands. One of those properties is owned by Bill Bruton. He and his wife have spent the past 15 years living in a cabin in the woods of Okanagan County. Bruton worries about his grandkids out hiking and his rancher friend's cattle should more bears return to this area.
I don't know what good these meetings do because we keep on going to meetings and meetings and nothing ever goes our way.
Emotions ran high at the recent grizzly bear open house Bruton attended, but it was nothing like the meeting held here 22 years ago. Back in 1993, ranchers and townspeople raised their voices when the federal government asked what they thought about bringing grizzly bears into their backyards. Spit flew in the faces of officials during the infamous meeting. No one left happy. Flash forward to the current round of meetings in the North Cascades. People still aren't happy. At the Okanagan Open House, residents chimed in. Keep the bears in Alaska, Canada. Biologists were on hand to answer Bruton's questions. One man who attended both meetings was Chris Servine. He studied grizzlies his entire career with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He was on the ground team to start grizzly recovery efforts back in the early 80s.
It's good to get started on some efforts in the North Cascades because these bears need a lot of help.
During Servine's career, the endangered bears have built sustainable populations in Yellowstone and Glacier National Parks. In the early 1990s, biologists brought in 14 bears to a grizzly recovery zone in that part of Montana. Servine says since then, none of the bears have attacked people or livestock. The population has increased to 45 grizzlies. In Washington's North Cascades, grizzly numbers are so few that no one has reported spotting one since 1996. Biologists say it'll take up to a century before grizzlies reach a sustainable population in the North Cascades. That's because they live a long time and don't have cubs until they're pretty old. Servine says that means his great-grandchildren could see a recovered grizzly bear population in these mountains. That would mean about 200 bears.
That's why we do this, so that future generations have something to see. Grizzly bears live in about 4% of their former range in the lower 48 states, and we don't want to relegate them to Canada or Alaska.
Joe Scott is with Conservation Northwest. He says having grizzly bears in an area means the ecosystem is healthy.
They're one of the missing pieces of the ecological puzzle of the Cascades, and we were responsible for its disappearance from the landscape, and we should assume the responsibility for helping it return.
The federal government hasn't made any official proposals. That'll come next summer. Right now, options could range from bringing in grizzly bears from more healthy populations to doing nothing. Although Chris Servine says that's not really going to work.
Such a small population is going to eventually go extinct without some assistance.
It's not only ranchers who are concerned. Hiking and climbing groups say they want to make sure forests and mountains stay safe for recreation. Servine says it's all a matter of taking precautions. Hanging packs, wearing bells. Bears don't want to run into people any more than people want to run into them. I'm Courtney Flatt in Okanagan, Washington.
Grizzly bear meetings continue this week in Cle Elum, Bellingham, and Seattle. You can get more details at nwpr.org.